Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, spring is just around the corner, not that you'd know it, but here's some tips and tricks from Angus Stewart. How are you, Angus?
I'm very good, thanks, Ben.
I tell you what, spring is around the corner, so what are some good things that we could start looking to do in our gardens to spice things up?
Well, one of the best things I think you can do is get out and look at other people's gardens. Going for walks around your district and seeing what other people are growing and how those plants are performing is, I think, one of my key sort of inspirational tips for gardeners as to how to really get your own garden looking good. You know, as opposed to what I think most people tend to do is go to the nursery and buy on impulse.
Yeah.
They see a plant in flower and they go, oh, beautiful. And the problem with doing that is it may not be appropriate for your garden or your soil and all that sort of stuff. So and then you end up spending a whole lot of money and putting in a whole lot of effort and then being disappointed in the results.
And then I suppose the other problem that people do is they only buy one of it.
That's another issue. I think planting in threes is one of my rules in the garden. If I can get hold of three plants of something, a little triangle often makes a beautiful sort of display.
Now, what about people that just say, look, you know, they're not committed to doing it every weekend in the garden and they just want to do a nice garden that's going to sort of self-look after itself and they only have to do minimal maintenance? What do you recommend in that area?
I recommend shrubberies because what you can do is put in plants that, if you select carefully, and this goes back to what I was saying earlier about checking out other people's gardens and looking how they're working, because with a lot of spring flowering shrubs particularly, you get this burst of colour and they look fabulous, and all you then need to do is get in and just prune behind the flowers after they've finished, and that will keep the plant looking good for the whole year.
Look, I went to the local hardware store the other day and I'm standing in the aisle and I thought to myself, well, spring is around the corner and look at this aisle. What do I use to fertilise the garden here? There's so many choices.
Well, that is a can be a real dilemma too, because some plants, like certain Australian native plants, just need low phosphorus fertilisers. So you really need to, I suppose, do a little bit of research on the plants that you're growing, and there are specific fertilisers for plants like those phosphorus-sensitive Australian natives, for instance. So making sure that you group those plants together in the garden as well, so when you do fertilise, you're giving them their specific fertiliser and not doing any damage to the plants around them, for instance.
Well, fantastic. I did some damage to myself. I got home with a 39-kilo bag of Dynamic Lifter and I nearly broke my back, and I've got something like 79 camellias to start feeding up in the next few weeks.
Yes. You know, we're often sort of led to believe that there is a general purpose fertiliser that you can put on everything.
Yep.
And unfortunately that can lead to some disasters apart from putting your back out.
Yeah, apart from putting your back out. Yeah, but it can actually burn plants and kill them, can't it?
Well, indeed. And Dynamic Lifter, for instance, is, you know, it's a fantastic fertiliser for, say, lawns and vegetable gardens that need a very high level of fertility. But, you need to be careful with those, say, native plants that like a lower level of nutrition and get the appropriate fertiliser for them. So it really is a matter of horses for courses.
It is indeed. Well, Angus, thanks for joining us today on the program. Interesting tips and tricks for spring, and we'll talk to you next time here on Mind Food Radio.
Good on you, Ben. Thanks.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.